With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It is wintertime, and federal health officials are saying flu cases are on the rise in parts of the Midwest.
Although the numbers are coming down nationwide, flu-like viruses appear to be spreading in the Midwest. The Centers for Disease Control says 23 states are now seeing high levels of respiratory illnesses. That's up from 18 states the week before. And that includes COVID-19 cases, which right now are outpacing the flu. Since October, there have been 22 million people who've gotten sick, and 15,000 flu deaths have been reported so far. Overall, researchers say it looks like the flu season reached its peak in late December, but a second surge is possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the GOP says that they want to, lawmakers, that is, are going after DEI measures in the nation.
Diversity initiatives would be defunded or outright banned from universities and other public institutions under a wide range of bills pending in Republican-led legislatures. Conservative lawmakers have proposed some 50 bills in 20 states this year that would restrict or require public disclosure of DEI initiatives. Legislation would limit DEI in K-12 schools, state government, and pension investments. Jason Walker reporting.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says he is not going to run for a fifth term in Congress. The veteran lawmaker has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. last week. He was one of four GOP congressmen who voted not to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. This is SRN News. The promotion of the trans lifestyle as normal continues north of the border.
The Canadian Forces base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protest from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts reveals 72% of people who now identify as evangelical Christians came to the faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. It is Super Bowl Sunday, and Super Bowl fans in Las Vegas are getting in on the big game by taking part in the NFL Experience events that are being offered. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
We're here, baby.
It's like an NFL-themed carnival for fans, with replicas of the locker rooms, cutouts of the players, and loads of football-themed games. Chiefs fan Isaiah Baboka was trying his luck at kicking a field goal and hoping his team has better luck.
You know, hopefully the Chiefs win, you know, we get that dub.
Sounding a lot more confident about his team, Donald Matthews, decked out in more 49ers gear than one person should be able to wear at once.
We come down here to support the 49ers. We're going to take that Super Bowl home. Definitely, we're going to take it home. We got to take it home.
I'm Julie Walker, ahead of the big game.
And you can check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.